You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor Act Bossif. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Let everything that hath breath praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Take a seat this morning. Good to see all of you here this morning. Welcome to the people in Bloemfontein, Johannesburg, Kimberley, Windhoek, Port Elizabeth. Well, people all over, CRC Church is with us this morning. And then, of course, people all over the world, hundreds and hundreds of thousands that have made this their service. Okay, 8:30 in the mornings on TBN and One Gospel. So right here from Pretoria, Tshwane, the capital of South Africa, let's welcome all our television viewers. Oh, come on, CRC, they feel your energy and your love through the screen today. Amen. I want to continue to speak where the Holy Ghost is working. Yesterday, I'm saved 38 years. Amen. I know I look 48, but I didn't get saved at 28. 38 years saved, 34 years in the ministry. So I've learned I have to work where the Holy Ghost works, okay? So we're speaking about a new sound for a new day. Somebody say this morning, a new day. Say a brand new day. Say a good day lies ahead in Jesus' name. A good day, a great day, a blessed day. I don't know what you are facing, but we sang about that this morning. He turns mourning into dancing, and we're going to talk about that this morning. And again, I want to read Psalm 40 verse 3 from the Passion Translation. Kissing your wife without passion is like kissing your sister. So I like this translation, okay? The Passion Translation. The Bible says, a new song for a new day rises up in me every time I think how He breaks through for me. He's the God of the breakthrough. Ecstatic praises, okay? You are going to leave here ecstatic, happy, joyful, victorious in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ecstatic praises pours out of my mouth until everyone hears how God has set me free. Many will see His miracles and they shall stand in awe and fall in love with Jesus. I tell you that God's kingdom is not shut down, and I tell you that the greater hell that you are facing, the greater your testimony, and the greater your deliverance, and the greater your miracle, and the greater people are going to give God glory, and God are going to give praise. But we have to change the sound that comes from the earth if we want to see revival. I said this last Sunday night, the sound of rejoicing precedes a move of revival that precedes a move of recovery and restoration. So you are not going to see recovery and restoration with a heavy heart. So we're going to talk about that today, because I know some of you, your energy is low. You maybe have some corona fatigue. You are facing some giants, some battles, and some of you have lost your song. You're not singing the right song. And I believe that, and I'm going to show you from the Bible today, that as we change the sound that comes from the earth, we are going to get a response from heaven. We have to increase our level of prayer, and we have to increase the level of our praise. Hallelujah. And not talk about all the negativities. I don't even want to watch TV any longer, okay? Because there's no good sounds that come from television. And there's some people I don't want to talk to, because you don't hear anything positive from them. That's why I like the Bible, because God is a problem solver and God is a solution finder. No matter how bad your situation, God is bigger, and God said, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. God said, I will walk you through the valley of the shadow of death. God says, you will not fear. You will not be conquered by fear, because my love already has conquered you. Shout amen. Come on, come on, somebody, and give Him a praise. That's a sacrifice when you don't feel like it. So, Psalm 118, verse 15, the Bible says that the joyful songs I now sing will be sung again. Remember how Israel sat at the rivers of Babylon, and they hung up their harps and they lost their song. We need the song of the Lord to return to Zion. We need the song of the Lord to return to your house. Maybe you have gone through a tragedy. Maybe you've made a mistake. Maybe you are facing barrenness, uncertainty. Maybe you have had some losses. But one thing you cannot lose is you cannot lose your joy. He says, the joyful songs I now sing will be sung again in the hearts and homes, TBN. Hallelujah. One gospel of all your lovers. My loud shouts of victory. You know, when people are in defeat, the volume goes down. Not the volume of anger and frustration, but the volume of praise. So he says, the loud shouts of victory will echo throughout the land. Come on, South Africa. Can we stand to our feet today, right in your home this morning, wherever you are, and just give the Lord a joyful shout of victory? I know we face giants, racism, corruption, poverty, but we're not going to talk about the giants. We are going to talk about the greatness of our God. Come on, for a moment, raise your voice and shout a shout of victory unto the Lord. Come on. Even if you feel you are in a place of defeat, shout a shout of victory. He says, for Yahweh's right hand conquers valiantly. The right hand of Yahweh exalts. The right hand of Yahweh will never fail. Who is the right hand of Yahweh? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you this morning that Jesus will never fail you. Jesus will never disappoint you. Jesus will never forsake you. Say amen in Jesus' name. So, there's too much sorrow, silence, sullenness, slander in our world today, also in the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of slander, a lot of sullenness, a lot of somberness, a lot of silence. We cannot be silenced anymore. I know some of you people that are good with English think, Pastor, you're making up words here today. Okay, I have the right. God's a creator, and I'm creative in Jesus' name. So we need to sing a new song for a new day. We need a voice of rejoicing in the house of the Lord to drown out every negative song on social media as well. Not talk about our disappointments. Not talk about our bitterness, not talk about our anger, not talk about our frustration, but talk about the goodness of God and the mercy of God. Can I have an amen? Because that's what Jesus came to do. Jesus came to put a new song in your heart. Jesus came to clothe you with a garment of praise. Oh, come on. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. We need to lift up the name of Jesus like never before, because we are facing the greatest challenge this world has faced in the last 100 years. And we need to change the sound of uncertainty to a sound of worship and adoration. You may sit here this morning and say, Pastor, I have no reason to praise the God. Oh, I want to correct you. Jesus said, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you have a reason to rejoice. You have a reason to be happy. You have a reason in the face of your adversity, in the fire, in your valley, to make a joyful shout unto God. Say amen and give the Lord a praise. I'm telling you, God's going to turn things around in your life today. Some of you are facing the battles of your life, but things are going to change. Isaiah 61 verse 1, the Bible says, Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. We are going to break the yoke of poverty in South Africa and in Africa, and the poor will be poor no more. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, opening of the prison to those who are bound. People are going to be bound no more by fear, by doubt, by anger, by bitterness. The rapists are going to get saved. The criminals are going to get saved. There's going to be a move of revival, because the gospel of Jesus is still the power of God. Come on, not legislation. The gospel of Jesus Christ is still the power of God unto salvation. Shout amen. The gospel is still the power for our world today in Jesus' name. He says, I've come to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort those who mourn. So he's first going to comfort you. He's going to console you in Zion. But then he's going to anoint you with the oil of joy for mourning. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that you may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. If you read further, we started that last Sunday night, then the rebuilding starts. So if you are hurting, he's your Savior. If you are in need of comfort, Jesus is here this morning. He's not a distant God. He's a God who understands. He's a God who cares. He's the friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's the one that will go wherever you are. He's the one who will never leave you, never forsake you. He understands your pain. He understands your sorrow. He understands your hurt. And he says, I will come and I will comfort you. I will come and I will heal you. But then I'm going to anoint your head with fresh oil in the presence of your enemies. I'm going to clothe you with a garment of praise. I'm going to change the sound that comes out of you. You're not going to talk about the pain of yesterday. You're not going to talk about the pain of your past. You are going to talk about the beautiful future that I promised you, that I came to give you a future and a hope. Come on, that's what Jesus came to do, to give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Allow Jesus to anoint your head with fresh oil this morning. Now, Jesus, to put fresh wind in your sails. Allow Jesus to lift you up this morning. It's not a religion. He's the right hand of the Lord. He's the deliverer. He's the conqueror. He's the healer. He's the life giver. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my provider. Oh, come on. He's the name that is above every other name. He's the one with whom nothing is impossible. And he came for this world, but he also came for you. Allow him to clothe you with a garment of praise this morning. Lift your hands this morning. I pray that God will lift every burden off of you right now in Jesus' name. I pray that every yoke, every shackle that Satan has placed upon your life be broken off of you in Jesus' name. I pray that the barrenness lifts from your life in the name of Jesus, that hopelessness is broken. And this morning, that God himself will put a new song in your heart, that God himself will lift you out of the miry clay, that God himself will put fresh wind in your sails, that God himself will destroy the yoke and remove the burden in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, you've been silent too long. You've been suffering too long. You've been quiet too long. It's time to change the sound that comes out of your heart. Come on, for 10 seconds, give him a sacrifice of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, I can't see on the balcony. The lights are off. But if there's anybody on the balcony, give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on. Praise him, no matter what you are facing. Praise him because God is good. Praise him because God's mercy endures forever. Praise him because God will have the final say in your life. You know, years ago, I was praying and I had a vision of, it was like the Israelites being in camp, and I saw the hordes of hell marching against them. Shoulder to shoulder, rank and order, coming to attack the children of Israel. As they got closer, I saw the children of Israel stand up, which was the church, sign of the church. In the beginning years of our ministry, before revival broke out, that's why I know that rejoicing precedes revival. And I mean, in those years, churches were small. Satan had his way in the lives of people. People were always talking negative under the attack of Satan. And as these demonic forces approached them to attack them, these people got up and they began to rejoice. They began to sing, they began to rejoice, they began to dance. And it was like, I was thinking, what are you doing? Those years, I didn't know the Bible like I know the Bible now. That's what Jehoshaphat and Judah did. But as they rejoiced, the first thing I saw was this utter look of confusion on the faces of these demonic principalities who were in charge of these hordes of hell marching against the church of Jesus Christ. And as they began to praise louder and worship louder, I saw the ranks of the enemy, of demonic forces, begin to scatter until they fled away. And I heard the voice of the Lord. I heard the voice of the Holy Ghost say to me, the voice of victory on the battleground is the voice of rejoicing. My brother and my sister, the battle is not yours, but the Lord's. No matter what you are facing, you have to make up your mind to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Some of you are sitting in a situation where your future is dependent upon decisions that are made against you. I want to tell you that God is going to move on your behalf. But you've got to get up in your valley. You've got to get up in the midst of disappointment. You've got to get up in the midst of tragedy. And you have to allow Jesus to come and comfort you and put a new song in your heart and begin to rejoice. Let me tell you very quickly, no committee is going to change the problems of South Africa. No political party. Thank you for three amens. The ANC has had 26 years, and I'm not criticizing them. We have more problems than ever. Not because of them, but because if you take God out of the equation, you're going to have problems. You're going to have trouble. If you take the church out of society, you take the light of God out of society. So there's going to be no healing. There's going to be no revival. There's going to be no restoration outside of the right hand of the Lord. And His name is Jesus Christ. Come on, if you believe it, say amen. Ach, kom maar nou man, alles jy nou Afrikaans vanochtend en jy het nog nooit jou handen in die kerk geklap nie, klap maar jou handen vanochtend. Jubel en juig voor die Here jou God. Hallelujah. A new day requires a new sound. Not the sound of mourning. Not the sound of weeping. Not the sound of sullenness. Not the sound of disillusionment. Not the sound of bitterness. But the sound of joy. A sacrifice of praise emanating from the earth. The sound that goes to heaven. Listen to me. I say it by the Spirit of God must change. The sound of division among God's people. The sound of slander. If we don't by now realize that our world needs God and the church needs God, may this COVID continue. Say amen. We need a sound that comes from the hearts of God's people. The harder we are attacked, the more determined we should become to sing the praises of our God. Because when you lose your rejoicing, you lose your strength for battle. Nehemiah 8 verse 10, the Bible says, sorrow no more, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's a word for somebody. You've sorrowed too long. You've mourned over your losses in business too long. And I know it's a bad thing. You've lost your home. You've lost your spouse. You've lost your health. You've lost your peace. I want to tell you this morning, you have to let go of the sorrow. And you have to allow Jesus Christ to lift you up. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. Oh, I want to tell you, Jesus knows how to lift you out of the miry clay. Jesus knows how to anoint your head with fresh oil, wisdom and insight and strength and knowledge in Jesus' name. James chapter 1 verse 2, the Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials and tribulations. Why count it all joy? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength, and you need strength to recover. You can't be neutral. Can't be afraid. Somebody asked me yesterday in gym. He said, Pastor, how's the church doing? I said, what do you mean? Why haven't you been here? I said, the church is doing the same as ever. Because we don't wave a white flag. We become more determined. Next year is going to be the biggest year we've ever had in God's kingdom. We are coming back stronger, more resilient. Your businesses are going to be blessed more than ever. Your marriage is going to be blessed more than ever. We are going to see more people saved than ever in 2021 in Jesus' name. Can I have agreement this morning in Jesus' name? So you need joy. Joy. Rejoice means to joy again. There's a big difference between happiness and joy. Happiness is you're happy, your wife made you a good meal, you're happy. You got blessed with a bonus, you're happy. Joy is a spiritual force that comes by the Holy Ghost as you yield to Him. Joy is a supernatural force that is released in your spirit by the Holy Ghost. One of the fruit or part of the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy. Everything flows out of love. So if you're angry with your brother, joy will never permeate your being. If you have bitterness, resentment towards somebody, there'll be no joy. It's not possible. You can't have joy in unforgiveness. Study Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the Spirit is love, and out of love flows the joy. That's why he says, what did we read? He said, those who love you, they will have joy. Those who love you, lovers of God will have joy. Lovers of God, people that love God, people that are not swayed by politicians. Three amens when I say anything about a politician. Hey, Jesus never sent a politician to save the world, okay? We thank God and we pray for our politicians, but they're not our Savior, okay? We have a Savior. And I'm going to say it again until you get it. And that Savior is the right hand of the Lord. That Savior is the one who came and died for humanity. That Savior is the one who came and broke down the wall of racism. That Savior is the one who came to address social justice, not your social justice, but heaven's social justice, to lift all humanity, to restore the dignity upon all humanity, to break the curse of poverty off of humanity. So our Savior can still do what He started. Amen? Those gripped by greed are going to get saved. All the majors and generals. Can be naughty. Any case. So, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22, the Bible says, a happy heart is good medicine, and a joyful mind causes healing. A happy heart. You know what this COVID has done? Doctors will tell you, and it's a sad thing, that it's brought a lot of fear, and with fear, a lot of anxiety. Here's the challenge, not for you, but our hospitals, and it's not a negative prediction, because of this lie of COVID as the only disease that should be respected, there are many diseases that this year have not been diagnosed in the early stages. People are so afraid that many people are dying, and on their certificates, COVID is written. But I'll tell you, they are dying because of other causes, although they have COVID, but they never took their medicine. They never saw the doctor. They never got the care they needed to care. I'll tell you something. We better get back to normal, and we better get fear out of the hearts of people, and we better stop magnifying this COVID. I'm not saying don't sanitize and don't keep your social distance and don't wear your mask, but I'm saying you better get on with your life, and you better stop worrying about things that you cannot change, because it will bring many other diseases into your life. Listen carefully. A happy heart is a good medicine, and a joyful mind causes healing. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. You talk to the average person, they're negative, they're afraid, they're cynical. I mean, you don't even have a politician that says anything positive about the future. That's why we have to turn to God's word. And we have to continue to walk by faith, not by sight. It says, but a broken spirit dries the bones. So if you allow your situation to get into you, it will dry your bones. It will steal your praise. Listen. If you allow the storm you face to get into you, you will not recover. You can be in the storm, but you can still have peace. John 16:33, that's what Jesus said. You can have joy in the midst of trouble. On the battleground like Jehoshaphat and Judah, you can still choose to say the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. And we know what happened when they began to praise and worship the Lord. God gave them the victory. Come on, church. We have to change the sound. I know maybe you're the first time and you think, wow, they're making a lot of noise. Well, maybe if we could amplify the noise between your ears, we would see that all the thoughts were negative and discouraging and thoughts of despair, and we don't need that. We need a new sound. We need a happy sound. We need a hopeful sound. We need a sound of rejoicing to come back into our hearts and back into our minds, and we need to stop talking about our problems. We have to talk about the promises of God, and we have to exalt Jesus above every trial and tribulation in our land. We have to lift our eyes above the cares and the troubles in our land, and we have to stop being part of the problem, and we have to become part of the solution in the name of Jesus, because there is nothing Jesus cannot do. Say amen in Jesus' name. Not gentle Jesus, meek and mild. No, His eyes are like a fire. His countenance like the brightness that shines at its full strength. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. He is the risen Christ, the risen Savior. He defeated all the forces of darkness and all the forces of hell. And He's alive and as powerful as ever. His name is still above every other name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall still bow and every tongue shall still confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Come on. Some of you that know the power of the name of Jesus, just shout the name of Jesus, the name that Satan fears, the way that this world wants to take out of the equation. Hallelujah. I spoke on that social justice platform. Maybe not everybody liked what I said, but I said there's no social justice without Jesus. I know people want us to be neutral because we represent all faiths. I said, I'm sure the Muslims and the Jews will agree with me. But without God, there can be no justice. No matter how good any person's intention, they're not a savior. There's one person who can change a human heart. And until human hearts are not changed, the problems in our world will not disappear. Stop talking about your bitterness on social media. Stop attacking every white person as a white capitalist. I say to politicians and I say to people, define white capitalist, because you throw these slanderous statements and suddenly everybody thinks every white person is a white capitalist. I call na. White capitalism is something that's come from for hundreds of years. Not every white person is a white racist. Not every, yeah, you have to hear it. Maybe you're not getting the promotion because you're not rising above. White or black, doesn't matter. Stop looking at people as your enemy because they have a different skin pigmentation. Stop that nonsense. You want God to deliver, then love your brother as you love yourself. Love every person in South Africa. Pray for every person in South Africa. Come on. Pray for the farmer and the worker. Concern yourself with the farmer, but then also with the person in the squatter camp whose house has been burned by a fire. Concern yourself for both. Proverbs 15:13, the Bible says, a heart full of joy and gladness makes a cheerful face. Yes. 8 minutes. Acht. The But when a heart is full of sadness, the spirit is crushed. And it's the spirit of man that sustains you in a time of calamity. When your heart is heavy, you are a crushed, broken individual. That's why Jesus first comes to heal you, to comfort you, to set you free, to lift you, and then to change the song in your heart so that you're not a victim of anything. You rise above. If you don't come to church Sunday nights, listen to my series because it's focused towards our young people. Rise above injustice. Rise above unfairness. Rise above whatever life throws against you. You may be a captive in Babylon. You may be human trafficked, but you have the ability by the power of the Holy Ghost to rise above in Jesus' name. Time for the church to rise above this hour, to arise and shine and to sing the praises of God. Say amen in Jesus' name. I have to close. We have to change the sound in our homes. When you're going through a marriage crisis, it doesn't help you fight one another all the time. You have to change the sound. You look at your financial statements and it's not great. You can't talk about all the facts. And I'm not saying that you're foolish. You have to consider the facts, but then focus on God's word and speak life to that business and trust God for favor. Trust God for a turnaround. I don't walk with cynical people. I don't. I mean, I played golf with somebody once and he was so negative that by hole nine and cynical about everything, that by hole nine, I just excused myself. I said, oh, I forgot I had a meeting. I want to enjoy the round of golf. So I don't like negative energy. I'll counsel you, but I'm not going to hang out with you. Huh? A heavy heart. I understand people suffer. People have serotonin depletion, and we see the highest depression ever among teenagers because it's a very unnatural environment they found themselves in this year. And I say to their parents all the time, but you're keeping your kids out of church. They need an antidote. They need the Holy Ghost. They need to be back in the presence of God. They don't need a psychologist first. They just need to get back into the presence of God. They need to praise God with other young believers as well, because this isolation has been a form of punishment that have devastated the hearts of people and the minds of people. So the Bible says, have to close Psalm 100. Verse 1 and 2, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you land. South Africa, Nigeria, Angola, Malawi. Serve the Lord with gladness, not sucking lemons. Come before His presence with singing. People say, why do we always start the service with singing? Well, we come before the presence of God. Before we come to receive, we come to declare the goodness of God, the glory of God. We sing the praises of God. We come to sing and rejoice in the presence of God. Amen. Psalm 5 verse 11 to 12, the Bible says, let those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy. Can I have one person shout for joy here this morning? Come on. Because you defend them. The right hand of the Lord, Jesus, you defend them. No matter how bad things are, Jesus will not forsake you, and you can't take your eyes off Him. Let those who love your name be joyful in you. You may not have much to be joyful for this morning. Maybe you're walking with a crutch. You've got pain in your physical body, but you have what money cannot buy. You have Jesus Christ alive in your heart. Your sins are forgiven. You are justified. You are heaven bound. Maybe you don't have everything you want in this world, but you have what the wealthiest people don't have. You have what many billionaires don't have. You have this treasure in an earthen vessel. You have the Holy Ghost. You have Jesus. that your sins are forgiven you. You have reason to rejoice in the Lord. Shout amen. Somebody, I have to wrap it up. Take your seat for a moment, every head bowed, every eye closed. You've come here this morning. They're in Bloemfontein, in Johannesburg, watching on TBN, watching on One Gospel. And today you've lost your song. Maybe if you died, you don't know where you would spend eternity. You have no peace in your walk with God today. You don't have to crawl back to God. God loves you. And even when Jonah ran away from God and he found himself in the whale's belly, it's amazing. The Bible says when he prayed to God, the Lord heard him. And Jonah ran away from God. Jonah was a racist, by the way. God said to him, go preach in Nineveh. That's an amazing man. And he didn't like his assignment. So he runs away. He ends up in the belly of a ship, then in the belly of a whale. Because that's what happens when you run away from God. You go down. You never go up. You go down. But I mean, it's not this little picture that we have Jonah sitting there with a table and a little lamp. And he's writing the book of Jonah. No, he's fighting for survival. He's up to his ears in digestive juices. The whale is trying to digest him. And he cries out to God. God hears him. And the Lord speaks to the fish. All you have to do this morning is to give yourself back to Jesus, as Jonah did. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Right where you are, in this place, in front of television, you say, Pastor, that's me. I need a new beginning with God. I want to give myself back to Jesus. Quietly, wherever you are. If that is you, just slip your hand up quickly. Just between you and God. Just raise it up. Say, yes, that's me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Many hands in this place. Television as well. Now take that same hand, put it in your heart today and say these simple words according to the Bible. Say, Lord Jesus, today I give myself back to you. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you that you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Thank you for accepting me just as I am. I surrender all to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, God heard that. Write us, TBN. Write us One Gospel. We want to put a Bible in your hand. And in our services, if you raised your hand, somebody will come and somebody will help you in Jesus' name. Okay, I want to finish this. Then we're going to sing that last worship song just for a moment. It's not going to be long because we have to sanitize everything. So believe me, the place is safe when you come here. We have things coming through our air cons all the time that kill most bad bacteria and virus. And every week we do swabs in the services before, after, to make sure there's no trace of corona in our building. So we assure your safety. We are responsible, okay? To make it very clear, we fight this virus with a sword in the one hand and with building with the other hand. So we use wisdom, science, and faith, both of them, okay? We're not stupid. So don't pray against the doctors. Just don't get involved in debates that mean nothing. And don't look for the Antichrist everywhere. What is happening in the world is the spirit of the Antichrist. But people are doing their best to fight this virus in every continent. Ultimately, God is the healer. And if there's a medicine like we have with AIDS, then we should celebrate that God has given people wisdom. We don't treat scientists like they're of the devil, and doctors like they're of the devil, and we act like medicine is the devil. Your pathway to healing can be many ways. So I know there's a lot of people who say a lot of things, but don't impose your belief on anybody else. Huh? Let's give the Lord a praise for all our doctors, all our medical people, all our medical personnel, all the sisters, all the people that have worked so tirelessly during this COVID crisis. Come on, church, we can do better than that. We celebrate all those in medicine, all the psychiatrists, all the psychologists, We're all doing the same thing. We're trying to help people to have a better quality of life.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.